You're listening to a podcast from Victory.
Welcome po sa Victory. Kami po ay nagagalak at natutuwa na muli inyong pinili na maki-worship at makisamba at magpuri sa ating Panginoon sa araw na ito. We are now on our second week of our Generation We series. At nakakatuwa lang po, pag inisip po natin, tayo po as Victory, yan po ang ating paniniwala. Ever since nagsimula po ang Victory, pananiniwala po tayo sa palagi nating tinatanaw, tinitingnan at inihahanda ang next generation. Nung nagsimula po tayo dito sa Victory Metro East, kung isipin po ninyo, on the onset, meron na po kagad tayong Victory, meron na po tayo kids church. Kasi po, ang ginawa natin noon, inupahan na po natin yung mga function room ng Maxes, nasa third floor pa lang po sila noon. At yun po ay every week ginagawa natin. Why? Because the next generation is never a side issue with us. And kahit po bago pa na-establish yung church natin dito, all the way from Ortigas, yung pong ating mga campus missionaries would come sa weekend dito po sa area natin, minsan po sa Santa Lucia, okay, pupunta sila sa Santa Lucia Brick Road, or sa, ano po, dyan po sa Blue Wave ng Marikina, Marikington, upang maki-reach out po sa mga young people and youth in the area. And so it's always been our hearts, okay, to reach out to the next generation of leaders. And last week, si Norman po at si Diane, grabe po, napaka-powerful po ng kanilang mga mensahe. And they pounded on the idea that it's not about their generation or my generation, but it is our generation. It is the generation we that we really want to talk about. And for this to work, okay, we need to be able to look at each other's strength and capitalize on it. And also, look out for each other's weakness and help one another to grow in those weaknesses. And kaya nga po, dun po sa babasahin nating passage, we will be able to actually learn at least three principles that we can apply in building a multi-generational setup to flourish. So may I invite everyone to please open your Bible to 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 3 hanggang 14. So, I'll be reading from the English Standard Version. I thank God whom I serve, as did my ancestors, with a clear conscience, as I remember you constantly in my prayers night and day. As I remember your tears, I long to see you, that I may be filled with joy. I am reminded of your sincere faith, a faith that dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and now I am sure dwells in you as well. For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but share in suffering for the gospel. By the power of God, who saved us and called us to a holy calling, not because of our works, but because of his own purpose and grace, which he gave us in Christ Jesus before the ages began, and which now has been manifested through the appearing of our Savior Christ Jesus, who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, for which I am appointed a preacher, an apostle, and teacher, which is why I suffer as I do. But I am not ashamed, for I know whom I believe, and I am convinced that he is able to guard until that day what has been entrusted to me. Follow the pattern of the sound words that you have heard from me in the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. By the Holy Spirit who dwells within us, guard the the good deposit entrusted to you. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we ask that you will be here with us as we study your word. I pray that you will speak, that you will show us, Lord, these principles that we can apply so that we can learn and build a multi-generational team that will flourish in this current reality that we have. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You know, in the passage that we read, marami pong nagnaniniwala na mga commentators that this is actually the last letter that Paul wrote to Timothy right before he was executed by Emperor Nero at around 68 AD. Ito po medyo marami na pong mga persecution na hinaharap si Paul at this moment. And yet, ito po yung nasa puso niya. Di ba? He is at the end of his life and waiting for an execution, knowing that he will be executed. And yet, ang nasa puso niya at nasa isip niya, hindi yung sarili niya. Ang nasa puso niya at nasa isip niya, yung next generation. Kung paano niya i-build up, okay, si Timothy, on how to build Timothy up, on to be able to face what he is facing currently. And ganun din po sa ating pong ginagawa ngayon. And I think there are three principles, like what I said, that I think would be important for us to understand in this text that we just read. One interesting thing though, parang trivia lang po ito, no? Nung una pong nakakilala si Timothy at si Paul, nandun po yung sa Acts chapter 16, no? Basahin nyo na lang po later. Kung saan po makikita natin na si Timothy po pala, ang tatay po pala niya ay hindi Jew, no? But Greek. And then ang nanay niya is a believer who's Jewish. So pagka, sa madaling salita, si Timothy ay isang Samaritan, no? So half breed siya, no? And yet, okay, ang nakakamgulat din po dito, nakakamangha lang po dito, no? Ni minsan hindi binanggit yung pangalan ng tatay niya. Kahit nga po dito sa binasa natin ngayon, no? Binanggit yung pangalan ng nanay at lola niya, pero yung tatay niya hindi. Very interesting. And then so mapapatanong ka tuloy, no? There are a few questions that you could actually ask as you study this word on your own. Okay, pagka tinignan po natin ito po yung mga tanong na tinanong ko, no, while I was studying this text, no? Yung pong mga bagay-bagay na kailangan natin tanong, ano, bakit tinawag ni Paul si Timothy na beloved child? Bakit niya sinasabihan na merong kailangan sincere faith? Okay, bakit kailangan niyang i-mention yung kanyang ancestors? And we will look into that later. And then bakit kailangan niya sabihin kay Timothy na huwag kang matakot? The God has given us not the spirit of fear. Bakit kaya? May kinatatakutan kaya si Timothy? Ano kaya yon? And so yun po yung mga bagay-bagay na kailangan nating maunawaan. And there are few things that I want us to learn. Okay, three things. Okay, three things. Okay, three principles I believe that we can get out of this text that we read na pwede po nating i-apply para po mag-flourish yung multi-generational setup. Number one po. Number one, we are to honor one another. Okay, paki-type na lang po, paki-comment na lang po. Honor one another. We are to honor one another. We are, not just you, not just me, but we are. We ought to do this to one another. What's so interesting about this verse, okay, that we read, is you will see in verse 3, okay, makikita po natin si Apostle Paul actually honored his ancestors. Okay, in verse 3, yung pong sinasabi doon, I thank God whom I serve, as did my ancestors with a clear conscience. Isn't that interesting? Because from the, you know, pagka binasa po natin yung storya ni Apostle Paul, hindi po natin makikita na yung kanyang tatay, yung kanyang lolo ay mananampalataya sa Panginoon. So what I'm seeing from the text I'm reading and then from the other books that I read, okay, from the Bible, ang palagi ko pong ang tinutukoy po ni Apostle Paul dito ay sila Abraham, sila Moses. Ito po yung mga people of faith na nag-serve. And so what's so interesting about what he is saying here is that now he is honoring not just the people around him, but he was honoring the people that went ahead of him. So in order for generational, multi-generational team to work and to flourish, we ought to be able to not only honor people that we see now, but even people that have gone ahead of us. Diba, para pong sila Pastor Steve, sila po yung nanguna, sila po yung nauna sa atin dito. The reason why we are here, where we are right now, is not because we are so good nowadays. No, it's not that. It's because of the sacrifices. It's because of the hard work. It's because of the clear conscience of working for the gospel of people before us.
And so we ought to honor them. We ought to just give them, okay, the praise and the honor that's due to them. Hindi naman po para sambahin sila. No, that is not the point. But the point is to also honor them, to give them, okay, that. And that is something that I can see from the Apostle Paul. Amazing lang, no? Ino-honor niya yung mga tao ahead of him. Meron nga po isang nabasang libro, sabi niya, we are actually standing on the shoulders of people ahead of us. Where we are right now is because of those people who have gone ahead of us. So we ought to honor not only our generation, but also the generation before us. Yun po yung ginawa ni Paul. No? Not only that, he also honored yung ka-generation niya. Most likely, si Lois at si Eunice, medyo siguro kaidara ng konti ni Apostle Paul. No? So yun yung kanyang peer, no? Yun yung kanyang ka-generation. And Paul, what you'll notice is that he honored them. Yeah? Hindi niya sinarili. Yes, tinawag niya si Timothy na his own beloved son, no? Pero hindi niya sinarili yung pag-work at pag-grow ni Timothy sa faith niya, no? He actually acknowledged that merong work yung parents ni Timothy sa buhay niya, particularly yung grandmother niya at particularly yung kanyang nanay na si Eunice. So as you know, as people, we need to learn to honor those people ahead of us, to honor people that are our peers. But here's another interesting thing. Paul also honored the faith of Timothy. Isn't that amazing? So he honored the generation before him, this generation, and the generation after him. And that is what he did. In verse, where can we see that? In verse 4. In verse 5, I am reminded of your sincere faith. A faith that dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice. And now I know. Now I am sure. Sabi ni Paul, I am sure of this. Okay? Nakita ko to, Timothy. Nakita ko yung faith mo. Nakita ko kung paano kang nag-grow. Nakita ko kung paano ka nanampalataya sa Panginoon. Nakita ko kung paano ka tumayo at tumindig sa katotohanan. Despite all the difficulties, Timothy, I saw that. And my friends, mga kaibigan, yan po ang kailangan natin gawin. Kung gusto po natin mag-work together, okay, a multi-generational setup, we need to learn to honor those who have gone ahead of us, to honor those people who are the same age with us, and also to honor those who are younger than us. Kailangan po natin matutunan yan. Kasi po, napakahalaga po niyan, no? Yung ginawa ni Paul kay Timothy. Nakaka-amaze lang sa ginawa ni Paul, no? Sabi niya, grabe, minsan iniisip kasi natin, minsan may generational gap, di ba? Yung pag iniisip mo si Paul, saka si Timothy, medyo malayo-layo na siguro yung gap nila, right? And parang ngayon lang po yan sa generation natin, sa mga anak ko, meron kami generational gap. Yung mga, lalo na yung mga millennials, saka yung mga yung Gen Z, di ba? Yung mga Gen Z, saka yung millennials, ito yung mga bata na ipinanganak, meron ng internet. Ang tawag nga sa kanila, digital natives. Diba, pagbigyan mo sila ng bagong phone, they can work it out. They can figure out how that phone works and they will be able to maximize that phone. Ikumpara niyo po sa akin. Okay? Na ano nga bang generation ako? Alright? May nagsasabi po, ano daw po ako, post-war. Hindi po. Alright? Gen Xer po ako, Gen Xer. Okay, grabe, no? Umabol pa ako sa Gen Xer. Okay? Hindi po din po ako boomer. Okay? Akala ko nga for a while, boomer ako. Yung pala, Gen Xer pala ako. Okay? So, can you imagine? Yun lang gap na yun. Yung generational gap. Things that I say, things that my children are saying are so different. Pero we learn to just honor one another. We learn to see that they have strength. I know their strength. Okay? Ang galing nila sa technology. Ilang beses na lang kami dinuturuan ng nanay nila kung paano gamitin itong mga teknolohiya na ito. And sometimes, yeah, alam niyo na yun, sometimes. No? and may mga gaps, no? And yet, we are to honor one another. And not only that, okay, number two, that we need to learn is we are to validate each other. We are to validate one another. Ano po ibig sabihin ng validate? Kasi lalo na po sa kultura natin ngayon, no, sa mga nangyayari po ngayon. Nangyayari ngayon, lalo na ngayon yung cancel culture, 'di ba? Yung kapag hindi mo nagustuhan yung sinabi ng ibang tao sa iyo, o pagka hindi sila nag-aggress sa iyo, cancel mo na. Napakadaling mag-cancel sa phone, di ba? Napakadaling mag-cancel ng mga ano, mga tao, mga friends, di ba? Yung pinaka hindi ko maalala kung sino nagsabi nito, pero yung pinakamabigat na damdamin ngayon, no, yung pagka na-unfriend ka, di ba? Sa social media, pagka in-unfriend ka, hindi man lang in-ignore na lang, di ba? In-unfriend talaga ganun. And sometimes, yung canceling out people. Napakalaking bagay po niyan. And yet what Paul is saying, in order for multi-generational team to work, you need to be able to validate one another. Validate. Anong ginawa ni Paul? Well, tingnan natin yung ginawa ni Paul. Okay, in verse 4, sabi ni Paul kay Timothy, "As I remember your tears, I long to see you that I may be filled with joy." You see, Paul recognized na may struggle si Timothy. Paul recognized na may pinagdadaanan si Timothy. Paul recognized that he needed to encourage Timothy with what he was going through. But Paul did not say, "Ano ka ba naman, Timothy? Napakababaw naman ng pinagdadaanan mo." No, hindi ganun sinabi ni Paul. And Paul did not even say, "Alam mo, Timothy, nung panahon namin, mas mabigat yung pinagdadaanan namin. Pero kinaya namin." Eh, yung mga bagay-bagay, yung mga ganyang salita, ang ayaw na ayaw marinig ng kahit anong generation. Kaya mag-inisip mo, lahat po kasi tayo, ako po, merong generation before me. Meron din pong generation after me. And when I was younger, I used to hear those things from the generation ahead of me. Na nagsasabi, "Alam mo, napakasimple nang nangyayari sa'yo, Alfred. Simpleng problema lang yan. Nung panahon namin, ganito. Ngayon, yan lang hinaharap nyo." Di ba, parang no, generation ko, ayaw na ayaw kong marinig yun. You know what's so interesting? Is that now, there are a generation after me. Sometimes I catch myself doing the same thing. Saying the same old stroke. Okay? You know, in our generation, ganun. No, and that is not validating. Okay? That is, yan yung sinasantabi mo ngayon, yung pinagdadaanan ng tao. Ito nga sabi ng isang anak ko. Sabi niya, meron daw siya nakita sa TikTok. Sabi niya, meron siya nakita sa TikTok regarding this idea, no, na comparing one generation to the next. Sabi daw sa TikTok na nakita niya, kapag ba nalulunod kayo, importante diba malaman kung gano'ng kalalim yung tubig? Di ba? That is besides the point. Both of you are drowning. It doesn't matter how deep the water is. The idea is, all of us go through difficulties. Maaring iba ang pananaw ko at pananaw mo sa struggle ko ngayon. Maaring sa'yo, parang ang simple lang. Pero hindi simple sa akin eh. Di ba? And the same is true, sometimes, yung pinagdadaanan ng mga kabataan ngayon, parang ang pananaw ng mga nakatatandaman, ang simple naman niya, hindi po yan simple. The fact that they are going through it, the fact that they are expressing that there's some difficulties going on, as people of God, we need to learn to validate one another. Ano pong ibig sabihin? Makinig lang po tayo. Ouch. Sakit, no? Makinig lang. Pero alam po nang gagawin. Makinig lang po. Pero alam pong makinig lang. That's what it means to validate. To actually listen to what they are saying. Pero nung pano? Pero ba? Just listen. When was the last time you really listened to someone? Because that's what Paul was doing. Hindi sinabihan ni Paul si Timothy na ang simple ng problema mo. Ako nga eh. Ako nga eh. I'm waiting for my execution eh. But I'm not worried. No, Paul wasn't saying that at all. Paul validated kung ano yung pinagdadaanan ni Timothy. And encourages si Timothy. And encourages si Timothy. And then, you know what's so interesting? And Paul also shared his struggle with Timothy. Because he knew that Timothy would not judge him. He knew that Timothy would not say, "Ano ka ba naman, Paul? Ang tagal-tagal mo ng mananampalataya. Ganyan ka pa rin." Diba, same is true, di ba? Minsan yung mga kabataan, ganun din iniisip, ano ba naman to? Ang hirap naman kausap na itong mga ito. Ang takal-takal ko na ituluturo, ganun pa rin.
We need to listen to each other. We need to validate what is going on. We need to validate that emotion. Okay, kapag may pinag-uusapan kayo, minsan, again, no, sa bahay po namin, syempre, yung bahay po namin yung sasabihin ko lang kasi hindi ko naman po alam kung ano nangyayari sa mga bahay nyo. Pero sa bahay po namin, minsan po may mga diskusyon kami. Diskusyon lang naman po. Minsan medyo mainit na diskusyon, pero diskusyon lang. Minsan hindi naman po kami nag-agree in everything. Sa katotohanan lang po, hindi naman po talaga tayo mag-agree in everything. But we can validate. And then we can disagree honorably. Now you can disagree by honoring people and not be sarcastic. And sometimes that's so easy to do. And yet what Paul was doing, okay, he shared his own struggle. Look at this in verse 8 and following. Sabi ni Paul, verses 8 and following, therefore do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner. So Paul understood that yes, you're struggling as well. Ano, Timothy? Let me just share my own struggle with you. Because Paul knew that Timothy is not going to judge him. Paul knew that Timothy is going to validate what is happening in his life. Hindi sabihin ni Timothy, hindi ka pa ba nasasanay, Paul? Eh, yan naman talaga lagi nangyayari sa'yo. No. He did not hear that from Timothy. I am now assuming that. Alright? And then what else? Sabi niyo dito, but share in the suffering for the gospel by the power of God. Here's what validation is all about. Here's what Paul is talking about. Not only to hear what they are saying, not only to sympathize with them, not only to empathize with them, but also to share in their experience. That is so much deeper than just listening. And I believe with all of my heart that in order for us to work multi-generational, we ought to be able to validate one another, to hear what the other person is saying, to sympathize and empathize with them, but also to experience what they are experiencing. That's shared lives. That is what will make this work. And Paul knew that. That is why he was free to share that with Timothy. And thirdly, we are to spur one another. Spur. Ibig po sabihin, kasi gaya ko po ginamit yung spur kasi paborito ko po yung San Antonio Spurs. Okay? Kaya, spur one another. Ibig po sabihin, encourage me one another. I-push me one another. Alright? So what Paul is saying now, okay, honor one another, validate each other, but also spur one another. Give each other push that we need. In order for this to work, we need to be able to do that. And what did Paul do? Okay? What did Paul do? Look at what he did. Okay, tingnan po natin. In verse 6, ano yung unang-unang sinabi ni Paul kay Timothy? This is the first, ito yung unang-unang niyang command kay Timothy, you know? After all these things, after saying, Timothy, you know, I encourage you, Timothy, these are the things. Timothy, this is the things, okay, that you have. And itong gagawin mo ngayon. Timothy, in verse 6, for this reason. Anong reason? For that sincere faith that he was talking about earlier. Alam mo, mapapatanong kayo, bakit kasi sinabi ni Paul sincere faith? Bakit hindi lang faith? Kasi po, ang dami pong mga tao, even in verse 15, makikita po natin, na merong mga tumalikod sa faith. And that is why Paul is saying, ikaw, Timothy, your faith is sure. Your faith is sure. Your faith is not fake. Your faith is strong. Yun ang sinasabi ni Paul. Sincere yung faith mo. And because of your sincere faith, fan into flame the gift that God has given you. Fan into flame. Sabi ni Paul, paypayan mo. Paypayan mo yung apoy na yan. Paypayan mo yung gift na yan. Meron isang bata nagsabi, Pastor Alfred, kahit ano pong paypay, gawin mo niyan, kung wala pong apoy yan, hindi po yan magliliyab. Tama naman. Diba? And yet, what Paul is saying, that Timothy has this gift that he needs to fan into flame. Fan into flame. Let us spur one another
Let's encourage one another with the giftings that God has given each one of us. Let's look at the strength of each one of us and let's encourage them to fan into flame that gift. When you see someone, okay, who is good at something, fan into flame that gift. You encourage them, fan into flame that gift. Spur one another, move in that direction. What else did Paul say to Timothy? Okay, not only to fan into flame. He says, follow the pattern in verse 13. Follow the pattern of the sound words that you have heard from me in the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. Follow the pattern. Okay, may pattern. Timothy, may pattern. Okay, again, this is the thing that we need to understand from each other. Hindi po yung culture natin, hindi po yung generation ko magdidikta kung anong maganda. Hindi po yung generation nyo magdidikta kung anong dapat sundin. It is the Word of God. This is the pattern right here. Nandito po yung pattern. Ito po yung sundin natin. Let's encourage one another to stay in the Word. Let's encourage one another to follow the pattern in the sound words. Ito po. Not our ideas. Not our experiences. Not our culture. Not our generation. But the Word of God. Follow the pattern. And next, sabi niya, guard the good deposit in you. Guard the good deposit. And let us all encourage one another. God has given us good deposits. Okay? May magandang deposito na sa'yo eh. Huwag magsayangin. I-guard mo yan. Watch over it. Fan into flame that gift that's been entrusted to you. Alam mo po, naniniwala po ako na wala pong isang tao. Whether a generation before us or generation, our co-generation or generation after us. Naniniwala po ako na wala pong ni isang tao sa mundo na hindi nangangailangan ng word of affirmation. Lahat po tayo, kailangan po natin ng word of affirmation. And that's what Paul is saying. You want multi-generational team to work? Learn to spur one another. Affirm one another's giftings. Huwag yung puro weakness lang yung nakikita natin. Tingnan po natin yung strength. Si Timothy may weakness. Pero hindi yun ang pinokus ni Paul. Ang focus ni Paul sa kanya, you have a gift. Fan into flame that gift. You've been entrusted. You guard what's been entrusted to you. You've seen the examples. You follow that pattern. Amazing. And I believe that if we apply those three things, this multi-generational, this generation we will flourish. And I just want to share with you a few things. Okay? Let me just share with you as we, just to show you how this works. Okay? Nakakatuwa lang po, no? As a church, no? We feel that we need to really be intentional with our young people today. And let me just report to you kung ano yung nangyayari na ginagawa ni Lord, no? with our kids' church. With our kids' church, nung nagsimula po yung pandemic, the Lord started speaking to us that we need to be more intentional on how to reach our kids, lalo na yung 18 and below. Okay, lalo na po yung mga nasa kids church, yung 0, yung 12, hanggang 12 years old. Bakit? Kasi sila po yung mga tao na pinaka-affected. Hindi sila makalabas, hindi sila makapunta kung saan-saan, and then yung pinag-aaralan na lahat online. And then we were actually worried, okay lang po kaya sa kanila na yung kanilang discipleship online pa rin? But we felt that we need to make a bold move. So, tinawagan po namin yung mga magulang. Okay, tinawagan po namin yung mga parents for the children to be involved in discipleship. Why? Because we know that God has called us to disciple the next generation. So, tinawagan po namin yung mga parents, and good to report to you today, as of June this year, we were able to connect 51 kids into victory groups. Di ba nakakatawa yun? And pag tinignan po ninyo yung ating pong kids at home na nangyayari on Zoom every Sunday, eh nag-grow pa rin po in numbers. And God is good. Because why? Because we, you know, and then pagkatinignan po ninyo yung mga volunteers that are working to make this happen, makikita nyo po,
multi-generational. Hindi po puro bata. Hindi po puro masyadong hindi bata. At hindi po masyadong mga bata. So may Gen Xers, may Generation Z, may Generation, may Millennials, lahat po sila nag-work together with the one purpose, and that is to reach out and train the next generation. And ganun din po sa ating campuses, no? Nag-ano po tayo? Paano po natin kayang ma-reach yung mga campuses? Paano natin ma-reach yung mga students sa campuses? Hindi nga sila pumapasok. And you know what? It is just amazing on how God opened doors for us. It's just amazing how God would turn closed doors into doorways, no? Nakaka-amaze. In the midst of the limitation of our current reality of having classes online, God opened door and opportunities to partner with schools like Pamantasang Lungsod ng Marikina. Okay, we were able to reach out to 250 students. Also, God opened another door for us at Santolan High School. Okay, wherein we were able to give a talk on people na nag-move forward, yung nagta-transition. Okay? So nakakatuwa lang po, ano? Nakaka-amaze lang. And we are so grateful sa mga volunteers po natin na tumulong. Again, these are multi-generational people. Hindi lamang po ito mga young people, merong mga iba-ibang generation helping us helping and volunteering with our campus missionaries who are faithfully reaching the students and raising leaders amidst all the challenges that this pandemic has brought. Pa-clap emoji naman po dyan. Di ba? God is good. Di ba? In the midst of the pandemic, God is still using us as a church to be able to reach out to the next generation. With this, the mission of reaching and discipling the next generation continues. And we would like to invite you. Okay, if you want to know, paano po ba yan? How can we be involved? As a person, how can I be involved in reaching out to the next generation? And to know more about it, you know, we want to show you the pictures of our campus missionaries who's been working so hard. Who's been working so hard in the last 18 to 20 months of reaching the next generation even through kahit online po yan. And they never gave up. Palakpakan po natin si Lord sa buhay nila. Clap emoji naman po para sa ating mga campus missionaries. And if you want to know, and if you want to hear, paano po ba kami makaka-involve? How can we help? How can we partner with this campus missionaries? Meron po tayong QR code. Nandiyan po ngayon sa screen ninyo. Picturean niyo po yung QR code. Pero kung mahihain po kayo, magpapakita rin po kami ng link para kung saan po ninyo makukontak. Kasi po, we want to make sure that you partner with us. That you and me, and it's not just our generation, it's not my generation, it's not the next generation, it's not just them. It is us, the generation we, working together in fulfilling the Great Commission. And we want to be able to reach out. And I want to thank you in advance for partnering with us. Now, why did I share that? Well, it's because I believe that as a church, we are called to do multi-generational team. And kaya nga po makikita nyo, even in our services, sa ating pong online and on-site worship services, palagi po tayong may campus missionaries na kasama. Di ba? Merong kagaya ko na isang generation at merong pong next generation. Why? Because we believe in raising the next generation. We believe not only in raising them up, but we believe that we ought to work together as a generation because that's what God has called us. As we learn from the Apostle Paul, it is God's heart that we work together multi-generationally. That is why we call this generation we. And as I end, let me just pray for some of us. Maybe you're here today and maybe the Lord has spoken to you. No, even as I was speaking, even as I was preaching the word, even as I was reading the word palang, the Lord has already spoken to you that you are thinking that your generation is better than the other generation. And God is convicting you, telling you, you know what? There is no better generation. Because Paul would simply say that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And that includes your generation. That includes my generation. That includes all our generation. So wala pong mas better. But what's important is that we allow God to use all of us to work together as a generation.
So if that is you, would you please ask God to forgive you? Just ask the Lord, Lord, forgive me. Forgive me, Lord, for thinking that. And so let me just pray for you right now. Lord, I just ask. Lord, I think, pag inisip po namin, lahat po kami guilty of that. I am guilty of that. I am guilty of thinking that my generation is better than the next generation or the generation before me. And Lord, I pray that may you forgive me. Lord, I ask God that may you help us understand that you are calling not just my generation, but you're calling all the generations, Lord, to work together for the purpose of fulfilling the Great Commission. And Lord, I pray that may we find it in our hearts, Lord, to always be honoring, to always be validating, and to always be spurring one another for the giftings and the call that you have given us. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Another group of people I want to pray for. Alam mo, pag binasa po natin yung verses 8 to 12, nandun po talaga yung sentro ng gospel. At sinasabi po dun, it's not our works, but it is the work of God before the ages began. You know what's so interesting? You and I cannot even start working together multi-generationally if we do not understand the gospel. You see, that is the key. The only way we can work together, the only way we can work together is when we understand what Christ has done for you and me. You know what he did? He died on the cross. He died on the cross so that you and I can have a relationship with him and a relationship with one another. And this he did before the ages began. And he has called you and me to a holy calling to work together as one nation, one people, one generation. No longer thinking of my generation, your generation, but our generation. If that is you, if you've never surrendered your life to Christ, will you give your life to Christ today? As you listen to this word, if God is speaking to you that you need to surrender your life to Christ, would you just pray this simple prayer with me and say, Lord Jesus, today I realize that I am a sinner and that you died for me, not because I am good, but because I am. Because Lord, I don't even deserve it, but because you love me. And Lord, I pray today, I open my heart to receive you as my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for the forgiveness and for the eternal life that you're giving me today. And thank you, Lord, for including me into this generation of people who will reach out to each other for the purpose of the gospel. This I pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You know, as we end, ito lang po ang gusto kong iwan sa inyo, no? As we start another week, I pray that you will ask the Lord, Lord, sino po kaya yung tao na pwede kong encourage ngayon? The generation before me, sino kaya yung tao na pwede kong i-honor today? No, maybe just send them a text. Send them a text message and thank them for what God has done in their lives and that was able to affect your life. Or sino kaya, Lord, yung ka-generation ko ngayon that I need to honor? And Lord, sino kaya yung mga tao na kailangan kong i-validate? Sino kaya yung mga taong kailangan kong pakinggan this week? Can we just do that? Can you imagine if we would all do that? Just imagine with me how the church will flourish, how the church will be such an amazing place to be when all of us will learn to honor one another, learn to listen to one another, and learn to spur one another. As we end, let me pray a prayer of blessing for all of us. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace, now and forevermore. Amen and amen. The Lord bless you. See you again next week. And we're starting a brand new series next week. So whatever it is that you do this week, remember, honor, validate,
and spur people this week. God bless you. See you again next week.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.